It was one of the biggest issues during the election campaign, and new figures from the Society of St. Vincent de Paul showed that the cost of living continues to bite. The Society has received more than 103,000 calls for help so far this year. Of those, almost half, or over 50,000, were requests for help with food. A further 14% were requests for food and another issue. According to the CSO, food prices have increased by a quarter over the past 5 years. Our reporter Helen Donoghue has been finding out more.
It's terrible. My wife complains I'm spending all our money. I shop every day, and every time I go to the shop, it's gone up, it's gone up.
These shoppers in Dublin say they've noticed prices rising, and some things in particular.
Toilet rolls, that's gone up. Butter's gone up. Everything.
Yeah, it's gone up mad money. Even with the vouchers, it's just mad money. I think bread has gone up loads. Eggs is mad money now as well. And the baby food is expensive. Not her formula, but more so just like the little packs and jars.
I suppose bread's gone up. Brown bread's gone up a lot. It's huge. They still have the usual carrots and special offers, but you don't want to be eating carrots every day, you know what I mean?
It's gone up, definitely. You used to buy meatballs for 2.5 and now it's 4.5. Like, very expensive, you know. From 1 week to another, very different prices.
Overall, the price of food and non-alcoholic beverages were up 4% in the last year. And then in the last 5 years, we've seen food prices increase by 24%.
Statistician Anthony Dawson is responsible for the Consumer Price Index with the CSO.
Beef prices, they're up 20% compared to May 2024. And the price of milk is up 18%, while butter is up 12% in that same time period. Something else we've seen is the price of chocolate is up 17% compared to this time last year. These are increases on top of already pretty substantial increases over the last 5 years.
The figures show some staple items have had big increases since 2020.
Butter and milk, they're both up 46%. Bread is up 26%, and we've seen potatoes increase by 17%. Coffee and tea prices are up 25% and 17%. We'd already seen kind of record high inflations in 2022, and that kind of inflation, while it subsided into 2023, it was still high. And again, we're seeing that come 2024, 2025, still kind of the prices continuing to increase.
The St. Vincent de Paul tracks the cost of a basket of goods and services considered needed to live at a socially acceptable minimum standard of living.
Prices have gone up so much, people are starting to change what they'd say would be needed for a minimum.
Robert Thornton is a research manager with the SVP.
People used to talk about having an option to have a takeaway as part of a minimum basket periodically. But because prices have gone up so much, they've substituted from having it once a month to once every 2 months.
He says they've noticed a change in how people shop since 2020.
5 years ago, when we last talked to members of the public about this, they had agreed that you do most of your grocery shopping in one of the more kind of discount retailers. This time round, surprisingly, they actually came to agree that really all the supermarkets with the range of special offers that are available, some supermarkets offering vouchers or discounts with loyalty card schemes and so on, that really they were much for muchness in the end.
As prices rise, he says some people are feeling the pinch more.
So as costs have gone up by in and around 20% for food and approximately 19% overall, if we look at households, for example, reliant on social welfare, ultimately we find that social welfare rates haven't really kept pace with the change in minimum living costs. And there's the various once-off top-up supports that were provided, some of them targeted to particular social welfare recipients, some of them like the electricity credit provided to everyone, and they helped offset some of the spike in costs. And we did see things have improved compared to where living costs were at their highest in 2023. But nevertheless, we're really only now at approximately where we were in 2020. Despite social welfare rates being in euro terms much higher now than they were then, the proportion of living costs they're meeting now is no more significant than it was 5 years ago. So we really see that in particular, lone parent households and households with a second level child or a teenager tend to be in deep income inadequacy. So that's where social welfare meets less than 90% of their minimum needs. So really, our minimum basket is describing what people agree you should be able to have, and they're going to have to do without at least some of that because their income just doesn't go far enough.
It's something some of these shoppers say they're noticing too.
All the grocery shopping has gone up and the rents is going up and everything is going up, but your income is not going up, you know.
That report from Helen Donoghue.